Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Maluleke, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Mr. Zamilio Maloja. I'm doing well, and I hope you're also doing well.
Yes, doing fantastic, fantastic. The weather is good on us today. Absolutely enjoying it. I hope that you are having a fantastic one that side.
Yes, it's sunny and it's clear and a little breezy.
Oh, okay. Right. Let us continue, you know, talking about excellence. And of course, we've talked about various aspects of excellence and its implications. And we still need to talk, you know, about the how of it all. How exactly are we supposed to be achieving excellence? And how do we know that we have arrived at that point? And so, you know, kicking off this conversation this afternoon, we just need to check if excellence is actually a goal or is it a destination? What's your view?
First of all, I think excellence is something that we need to develop as a goal, but as part of everything that we do, that we do everything well. You know, when I worked in the automotive industry, we used to say, do it right first time. And that's part of excellence. It's an attitude that we instill in people. It's not only a goal, it's also an attitude, and also our methods and our systems, our everything that we do, the processes, because you don't just get to the result and the destination. If your processes are not quality, your methods are not quality, your equipment, your tools, your systems and your structure. So it's not only a goal and a destination, but excellence needs to be woven through the whole fabric, you know, from being to the processes and finally to the result that we want to achieve. So it has to be everywhere from start to finish.
So ultimately, while it starts as a goal, what you're saying is that ultimately it is a destination. This is where we want to get to. We want to get to a point where our lives are basically just excellent.
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yes. And how do we then achieve this particular goal and destination? Mfundis? Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Oh, I think I lost you for a second.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I was saying that how do we achieve that particular you know, goal or perhaps destination?
Yes, and for to answer this question, you know, I looked at the text. You know, I think briefly on Monday I spoke about the left-handed slingers who belonged to the Benjaminite tribe, you know, because now we have to be systematic when it comes to excellence. We have to be methodical. We have to be structured. We have to be deliberate and intentional if you want to achieve it. And I was thinking to myself, how would the Benjaminites have 700 left-handed slingers who would shoot at a hair's breadth and not miss? They had to be intentional, because the question is, why left-handed? Why not right-handed people? It means they had to think. Maybe if we have an army, maybe left-handed people are going to be a disturbance in terms of how we're going to structure an army. We cannot have left and right-handed people. So we have to separate the left-handed ones so that they specialize in something. And then we have the majority, maybe 90% of the right-handed ones using, because we have to look at your tools that you use, the way they are designed. Maybe they are not designed for left-handed people. So we have to be structured and systematic in terms of how we produce quality. So I think they think, okay, we have 10% of the male population that is left-handed. Let's take them aside. These ones will be slingers, because if we mix them up with the others, the equipment is not built for them. So these ones will be trained to throw accurately. Another theory could be that they actually intentionally select men, even if they are born right-handed, to say, because it's going to give us a military advantage when we... Let's train even right-handed people to be ambidextrous. And that's why you will have in the army of Saul, and this is mentioned in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 2, that he had slingers around him who could throw equally well with both the right hand and the left hand, which means they were ambidextrous.
Yep.
Now, this doesn't happen by accident. And that's why I'm saying we have to be intentional. We have to be deliberate. We have to know what we are good at and what we are not, what we are genetically predisposed to, what we are environmentally predisposed to, and focus on those things. So one of the things about excellence is that we have to pick right, choose right, like identify someone's spiritual gift very early and make sure that we predispose them to an environment that is going to help develop that. So it's not a once-off thing. And I look at, so in the Bible, that's why I was interested in those that were developed as archers and slingers. And you can see just by reading, because the book of Judges will also mention an Ehud, who was a judge that delivered Israel, and it specifically mentioned he was left-handed. And he was a Benjaminite as well. And I'm saying, was it a predisposition, a genetic predisposition that the Benjaminites would be mostly left-handed? So I'm simply saying that for them to excel at such a rate and to win a fight with the other tribes of Israel when they were only 26,000, but using these 700 slingers who would fight from a distance, you know, we have to be systematic. We have to study ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Research ourselves. What is it that we are good at? What is it that we can work on to maximize so that even if we send an army that is going to be foot soldiers, but we know that we have the 700 that are going to shoot from a distance and kill a lot of people from a distance. So they were systematic. I looked at the Jamaican sprinters. Why are they dominating the 100 meters and 200 meters? There is genetic predisposition. They have large hearts that are able to pump highly oxygenated blood into their muscles more quickly than the average person. That's one part of it, because not all Jamaicans are 100 meter sprinters.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
it gives us something. There's also a theory that they have a lot of aluminium in their diet that comes from their soil that activates that genes. Because remember, even you may be born with genes, but epigenetics teaches us that some genes may be switched on or off. What switches them on? The issue of the aluminium in the diet that comes from the soil, not in all Jamaica, but a particular region. So it's not all people who come from Jamaica that are sprinters, but you come from a particular region. And also now, sociocultural influences and motivation for economic prosperity that pushes them to perform. There are those things that we need to study. Why do Koreans dominate archery? It has historical roots where they would develop their bow to be able to shoot at distances of 145 meters and above. Now in the Olympics, the range is 30 meters to 90 meters. That's easy for Koreans because they have done this historically to fight battles, because Korea is mountainous and they were not a big nation. They had to fight. They are surrounded by China on the west, Japan on the east, and Russia to the north. They are a small tribe. They needed to develop this thing because they live in mountainous areas. They developed archers who are going to shoot from a distance. Now, historically and culturally, that has resulted in situations where even Koreans now, for their pride, they take their children at a young age to archery academies. So they start at a young age. They have a lot of academies such that by the time they go to the Olympics, they are well developed. We can talk about Kenyan and Ethiopian long distance runners, you know, and all that. So I'm saying we have to be systematic. We have to be methodical. We have to be structured, deliberate, and intentional. If we want to produce quality, let's talk about church. Identify spiritual gifts.
Yeah.
If this person is gifted in music, let's identify it early, because it is known that above a certain age, if we have not developed the ability to hear music and to hear, what is it that they call? Is it tone? Or range and things like that in terms of the musical scale. If you have gone above a certain age without having been exposed to that, you will not be able to hear those things. It's known that in linguistics, if you have not been taught proper grammar at a certain age, you will not have the ability to use grammar properly above a certain age. So I am saying, even at church, it is good in order to develop excellence that we identify people's spiritual gifts early. That we encourage them to develop. We invest time and resources and also motivational, way to encourage them to grow in that area. Because the younger, the better. If they don't like it, they have time to change and try something else. But I'm simply saying we have to be systematic. We have to question, why is it that we have, what is this lawyer? Nelson Mandela studied law. We have Dalimbo. is good at law. We have this other one. Is it Nuka Toibi?
Yeah, Nuka Itobi.
If they come from the Eastern Cape, what is it about the Eastern Cape that predisposes people to love law and to excel at it? Is there a debate culture amongst the Tossers that loves justice and likes to debate policy that predisposes people to excel in this particular area? If we don't study those things, we will not excel. What is it that makes people from the Northwest, now who dominates the Comrades Marathon, is people from the Northwest region. What is it genetically and environmentally that predisposes them to excel? Because once we know the genetic predisposition, then we are able to structure our training and focus it. It's not all people from the Northwest. We can say it's a particular region in the Northwest. Their bodies seem to be economically efficient in terms of processing oxygen. You know, with the Jamaicans and the West Africans, you know that they have large hearts that are going to pump a lot of oxygenated blood into the muscles quickly.
Yeah.
With the people from Kenya and the ones maybe from Northwest and partly Botswana, because they are in a desert kind of area. Mm-hmm. With Kenya, they are in mountains, high altitudes, where oxygen is less, and therefore their bodies learn to operate with less oxygen. In the Northwest, it's deserts, less water compared to other areas. Now, their bodies need to function optimally, maximize the water that they have and retain the oxygen in the body. That predisposes them so that when they run long distances, their body is able to process such things, optimally to conserve energy and they excel. So it's a lot of things that I'm saying. I'm saying excellence, we need to be systematic, methodical, structured, intentional, and deliberate, even in church, so that we pick right, we identify people's strengths, and develop their strengths until we maximize them. Because if you go to Korea and then you meet people on the street, I can tell you that 5 or 6 of those people are able to play at least one musical instrument. If you go on the street of South Africa today, out of 100, I don't know, you'll be lucky to get 1 or 2.
Yeah, it's, I suppose it's issue of predisposition, as you said, very eloquently put it. The issue of disposition, I think, and realizing that the talent comes from a particular, direction, and work on that skill as people are actually predisposed in those areas. Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor. Are you still there with us?
I'm still here. I had lost you for a second, but I'm still here.
Ah, fantastic. Now, can one then be excellent without the Spirit? I think this is an important one.
Without the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, it's a difficult question, but remember when God has given gifts and talents, they don't necessarily disappear because we are against God. We can talk about Lucifer. We can talk about Lucifer, who was gifted and he has not lost those gifts, and that's why he continues to trick people even today. We can talk about as I was studying, civilization in the Bible originates with the descendants of Cain. The ones that work with metallurgy, and even the ones that designed and invented musical instruments, the harp and the lyre, stringed instruments, and blow, I think we call them, do we call them blowing instruments? They come from the descendants of Cain. The first city ever built, meaning civilization, in terms of architecture and infrastructure, it comes from the line of Cain. Now, are we going to say because harps and some musical instruments were invented and created by the descendants of Cain, they are not godly, they are not spiritual, because God's spirit was not there? They are the line that actually ended up leading the world to a premature end when God ended the world through a flood. So I want to say there are many people who are not Christians, but they have gifts. And that's why I said the problem with us Christians that we think theological wisdom is everything. It is the beginning of everything. But other people may not prioritize God, but they have invested time and effort in studying ecology, how things work in the ecological systems, the environment. They study birds, they create an aeroplane. They study fish, they create a boat. As I was, because I could have gone more into research and say, why do Arabs excel at math? and algebra, trigonometry, geometry. So we are all created by God, whether we are Christians or not, even those who do not have the spirit of God, but we are human beings. We are God's creatures. I want to simply say, with the spirit of God, we will be able to reach levels which wouldn't be able to reach without the spirit of God. It's also maybe not accurate to believe that people who have not expressed a belief in God and submission to the spirit of God have no excellence, they have no intelligence, they have no wisdom of some sort. Maybe it can be a debate for another day, but I believe that we are all created by God. And when I look at
Pastor? Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with this line. Pastor? Hello? It is now 14 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, and we are having on the line Pastor Johannes Maluleke. I think he's back on the line. Mfundisi?
Yes, I'm back. Yeah. So I'm saying that we need the spirit of God, but we have seen excellence even in people who are not necessarily obviously and visibly led by God's spirit. But when they have chosen,
All right. I think we are literally almost at the end of our conversation. So he is just wrapping up in a few moments, after which we are going to allow him to continue with his business on the other side. So, Mfundisi, yeah, I think we lost you there. So in the gist, you are saying that the gift is not lost when God has given it, even if you'd reject him at the end. And so effectively, you are saying, yes, a person can be excellent even without the Spirit. Is that what you're saying?
It may be limited, but it will be there if time and effort is invested. But we also have a situation of a Samson who had supernatural strength, but as soon as he divulged that secret, the strength was gone. But when he prayed back to God, God gave him that strength. We have a Solomon who was given extraordinary wisdom, but as soon as he forgot God, the wisdom, but it was still there, the cunning was still there, but now it was used for other purposes. So the wisdom and the intelligence does not suddenly disappear. Maybe the wisdom, in the sense that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we can say the wise man has become a fool, because now the wise man is now deciding to take wives, pagan wives, and he's building places for them to worship their gods and even to sacrifice children. Where is the wisdom?
Yeah,
you know, we can question that, but the intelligence was still there. But I wanted to say quickly, maybe to anyone, what are the stages of excellence? What can we do? Can I do that quickly?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you can go ahead, Pastor. Can you hear me? Oh, Pastor Maluleke. Hi, Pastor. Hello? Oh. Hi, Pastor Maluleke. Hi, Pastor.
Yes. Mr. Zamile Melote, the stages of excellence. I want to say, number one,
please,
let's learn to master the essential. Let's master the basics. Number two, let's learn to be effective. It simply means produce the desired result or outcome. If I want to run 10 kilometers, let me run 10 kilometers. Whether I ran it fast or not is immaterial.
Yeah.
But I have the basics. I have the proper equipment, and that is going to protect my body also. And then number two, effectively, let me run the 10 kilometers. Number three, efficiency. Now I have run 10 kilometers. The third step is to be efficient. Let me run 10 kilometers at less time. If in business, let me reach this goal at less time and cost. That's efficiency.
Yep.
Improve the method, the system, and the processes. And finally, the fourth stage is excellence. Now we want to achieve in business customer satisfaction. We are talking now optimal and maximum performance. So I think sometimes we don't respect the process. We don't want to master the essentials, the basics, and have the structures, the systems, the processes, the methods. cannot be someone from scratch. We cannot have excellence. We have not identified talent from the beginning and focused and invested on it. So it must study essentials now. Effectiveness, teach someone just to produce the desired outcome or result, regardless of how they achieved it. It may not be pleasant or aesthetically pleasing to the eye, but they have achieved the goal. When we have achieved the goal, now we can move towards lessening the time, the waste, and things like that, improve our processes, and finally we will reach excellence. I said before, I think it was Monday, the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell
says
to achieve world-class competency in any given field, you need 10,000 hours minimum of deliberate and intentional practice. It cannot happen overnight. Now we need to do that. We need to set high standards, create a culture of excellence, set high standards, achievable standards, but high, not low. Mm-hmm. And then practice intentionally and deliberately. Never give up. We need to persist in the and be determined in the face of setbacks and failure and challenges. And finally, make God our ally, because with God, nothing is impossible. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I don't know if I have time to read some quotations from the book Education.
Please do. Please do.
It says, every human being created in the image of God is endowed with power akin to that of the Creator.
All right.
Individuality, power to think and to do. Now, this is powerful. If we can remember that we are created in the image of God, God who is creative, God who can design intelligently, sequentially, logically, we have that power within us. Now, that's what the first one that we need to know. And secondly, I want to read this one that says, higher than the humanest.
Yes, Pastor. Hello. Hi, Pastor. We're losing. Yes, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's bad today. Yes, yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah,
you
were saying
higher than the highest human thought
can
reach is God's ideal for his children. Mm-hmm. Godliness, godlikeness is the goal to be reached.
Mm.
I hope we can remember this one. We are created in God's image. We have power to think and to do. Let us not be educated weaklings who cannot think for ourselves.
Wow.
You know, but the book Education continues.
Yes. All right. The line is not as good today. I'm not sure what is happening. Pastor. Hello. Hi, Pastor Maluleka.
You used to say, instead of educating, they need to think men. To train men who are masters and not slaves of circumstances, men who possess breadth of mind, clearness of thought, and the courage of their convictions. So, these things, we need the right education, we need the right environment, the right culture, the right encouragement, the right methods, the right systems. So excellence is not only an individual thing. It can be an individual thing, but I think if we do it collectively and collaboratively and create structures and systems to produce high-level performers, that would be much better.
Beautiful. I think that the conversation itself actually was following literally our theme. Excellent conversation. Mfundisi, I do want to thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you. One more installment tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, continue to have a good day with the listeners. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.